This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We see you on stairwell.
Eagle has wings.
Roger. How's it look?
Let's proceed.
Roger.
Ignition. Infowars.com/show and share the link today.
And so that now he's processing, you know, what the market will accept. So I don't think he's going to save us. I don't think Elon Musk is perfect. I just think in the role he's entered as bringing back free speech and innovating America and supercharging technology, we should embrace all the good things he's doing, not throw out the baby with the bathwater, because Jesus said, judge a tree by its fruits. And without Elon Musk and what he's done, we would be in a lot of trouble right now. So he has really blown open the enemy gates for us. And so I'm very thankful to God for Elon Musk. And I see him coming way over to our side. I'm going to leave it at that, because I've talked to very well-known people, very well-known talk show hosts, a lot about Elon Musk the last 2 years. I'm not going to get into inside stuff I was told, even though it wasn't even told off record. I'm just not going to do it. But I was told by a very well-known talk show host, very good friends with him here in Austin. People can probably imagine who. He said, listen, Elon Musk, he sounds like you now, and is genuinely pissed and in a rage, and now is against the globalists because they're anti-human expansion and they want to depopulate people. And Musk has got 11 kids and understands we need 2.1 kids for every family at least, for just replacement level. So I think he's coming over to us. And I think if we continue to bring him towards us with open arms, he will be ours.
Yeah. And by the way, he's starting a wave of other elites, other very, very rich and wealthy people. He's making it acceptable. He's moved the Overton window of people with wealth and with status all of a sudden to say, wait a second, I don't want to go along with this. He's moved the window and created cover, you know, Bill Ackman. And we just had an amazing fundraiser for Turning Point USA this weekend, Alex. I can't tell you how many people they say, you know, I feel more comfortable giving money and speaking out because Elon is showing and he's leading the way. And that really is a threat to the globalists. You talk about this in your book, The Great Awakening. Everyone go buy it. The Great Awakening, defeating the globalists and launching the next great renaissance. Is that, Alex, if even 5% of the elites defect, this whole ballgame is over. They need complete harmony amongst. Yeah, please, Alex, go ahead.
And that was my last point, because I tend to run on. Thank you for making the key part of my point at the end that I forgot to make. So he didn't just ride the electric car wave or privatization of space wave. He wants to ride the wave of the new renaissance and the great awakening and stopping all this totalitarian garbage. And so, yes, he already sees that wave that you built and Trump built and I built and Tucker built and Joe Rogan, super hardcore now. So exactly, he sees this giant new renaissance, great awakening wave, and if he wants to be the big guy riding that sucker in and he helps us win, then more power to him.
That's so interesting. Actually, I want everyone to just understand what we just said, and it's a way of analyzing Elon in a way I've never heard before, but it's very hopeful in saying that Elon sees waves before they happen, super incredible brain power, right? He saw EV before it happened. He saw this boring company. He saw, you know, Solar City. He saw all that stuff. And what you're saying, Alex,
PayPal.
Yeah, PayPal, exactly. But are you trying to tell me that Elon, with his analytical engineering brain, is seeing a right-wing revolution happening before it happens, and he wants to get ahead of that? Is that what you're saying, Alex?
Absolutely. He sees which way the wind's blowing and has now joined with us. And so it's simple. It's kind of like Lord of the Rings, where Saruman tells Gandalf, no one can stand against Sauron. Join me. And Gandalf says, no, I'm not going to do it. Well, this is the other way around. Elon sees the wave of liberty and says, you're not going to stand against us, and he's getting on board. And before, he was hedging his bets the last 3-4 years. You know, beware those that worship AI gods. You know, I used to hang around with the founders of Google, and they want to get rid of the humans. They don't care about our species. You know, the Yuval Noah Harari crap. And Musk has proven, and he has 11 kids, he's now externalized who he already was and said, you know what? I'm on Team Humanity. He kept saying it over and over again. I'm going to put T-shirts out that say this. I meant to do this a year ago. We never produced them. Team Humanity. Elon Musk says, I want to help lead Team Humanity. And by the example he is, He's get all these other billionaires and people now have the courage, and so you can't argue with the results. So no matter what his motives are at the end of the day, he is playing 3-4-D chess. Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, Launch the Next Great Renaissance. But if you want to get Stroid Free Shipping, Double Patriot Points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster, it's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, taken under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Vasobeats for your blood and your heart, and what it does for a nitric boost. Nitric boost. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special report from the front lines of the InfoWar. Attempts have been made to neutralize the info warrior known as Alex Jones. Countless attacks have been witnessed and reported in an effort to bring him down. Alex Jones has been sighted on the battlefield fighting against the forces of evil.
We're not going to go down and just shut our mouths and get up with us. We know his bodies are buried, folks, and one way or another, we're going to stay on air.
Receiving reports that Alex Jones has broken through the front lines and is now heading toward the broadcast studio. All efforts to silence him have failed. Find the InfoWars transmission at InfoWars.com/show. If you're receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I can play kindy chess, quite frankly. I'll just tell you politically, this is nothing but good for liberty. This is devastating the existing globalist, combine, crony capitalist, slash communist, chi-com order. And this is the new renaissance, baby. But the enemy's going to strike back.
No, it is. The empire striking back. And I want to talk about that because your ability to predict things and see things before they happen. I say this all the time. Alex Jones is not crazy. He's early. You got to remember that. He's early. He's ahead of the curve. You see it. So 2024, I feel as if this is the crescendo year, Alex, right? This is the year where all these it's pent up COVID response. Alex, go ahead. Take it and run.
Think of it as like breaking in pool. Okay, the balls are in the triangle. It's ready. And you've got the first hit. You've got the advantage at the start of the game. And we are about to 2024 and the end of 2023, this is that moment in time and civilization where we're at the crossroads and we're about to affect the outcome of the entire future. So this sets the stage right now. We're at a fourth turning at a massive jump point.
What is that? Tell our audience more. They're not as familiar with these terms. I know what fourth turning means. What do you mean fourth turning, jump point? Go deeper, Alex.
Well, this has been noticed by philosophers in China 5,000 years ago and by Greek philosophers 3,000 years ago and Roman philosopher 2,000 years ago and Hegel 300 years ago and all of them, that there are, Lenin said this, don't like Lenin, but he was a genius. He said there are, I'm paraphrasing, people can pull the actual quote up. He said there are decades where nothing happens and there are weeks where decades happen. And so the globalists, the Rand Corporation, the Carnegie Endowment, the Rockefeller Foundation, they're obsessed with this. That sometimes you go 100 years. It's usually about 87, 88 years is an actual cycle. And it happens over and over. But there's 100-year cycles. And then there's super cycles that are every 1,000 years or so. Okay? And so we are literally entering a super cycle right now where society has been like steel. Culture, the future, how society status quo is affected. There are some innovations, but it's basically stagnant. Even though you may have technological developments, still culture is the same. We're entering a mega turning. Everybody can see it. Approaching what I believe is a group of singularities. And then so finally, a potential singularity. I don't think it's what Ray Kurzweil thinks in 2047. So humanity's going 2.0 right now, but we're in the larval stage of that. And the globalists are obsessed with controlling the outcome right now because they call it liquefaction. So that the rigid structure during these turnings softens some every 80 or 90 to, it's on average, 87 years. They soften and they can mold it like a sculptor. But in a super turning, it goes liquid. Okay, and then now with all the technology, if you have a super turning, it's going to be the supernova of supernova mega turnings. And so we are at the absolute crossroads. I mean, humans discovering fire, the wheel, humans discovering God is the only thing bigger. But the wheel and fire is a trillion times smaller in our jump point. Fire was a jump point. The wheel was a jump point. Metallurgy, you know, out of the Stone Age was a jump point. Agriculture was a jump point. We are now approaching a cluster of thousands of jump points.
And there's a political jump point, which is what I want to talk about. Trump, in some ways, whether he realizes it or not, I think he's starting to realize it, is the symbol of tens of millions of people who at a level they realize this is happening too fast. Alex, go ahead.
That's why the globalists hate Trump. They recognize him as the archetypal symbol or the figurehead of a populist, pro-human, renaissance-based jump. And so we go into light speed now. I mean, they usually use the hard versus the soft metaphor. I like to use, let's use the Star Wars analogy or Star Trek. Normally, society is going along like a 747 at 600 miles an hour. And then when you have a regular turning, it accelerates for a decade or so to 5,000 miles an hour. But in a mega turning, you go not to light speed, but to warp 100. And so they see Trump as everything they fear, big, strong, energy, pro-human, pro-America, pro-free market, pro-competition, isn't a monopoly man, doesn't like all these middlemen stealing America, and even said to China, why are you letting the middlemen have half of it? You can keep a bigger percentage. We'll keep a bigger percentage for our people. You can help your people. We'll help ourselves. We'll be the captains of the... It's what he told Kim Jong-un with a video presentation. You can have all these hotels and golf courses. Your people will be free and happy. Well, why do you want them starving? You can be a hero. And Kim Jong-un's like, yeah. But then the Chi-Coms that control him said, no, we're going to keep you as a hermit state. As a hermit dictatorship. So it's this, look, what's the most common form of government in the last 7,000 years of human recorded history? It's serfdom. It's feudalism. They were always keeping people on tiny pieces of land and telling them how many kids they could have. And you know, and the average person in England or France couldn't have a hunting dog. And if you had to have one to herd sheep, they'd cut off, you know, half of the, you know, digits on the dog's foot so it couldn't chase the king's deer. It's not just keeping swords from people or guns from people. They don't want you to have jobs or land or money. So there's centralized economies, feudalist economies. There's Renaissance economies. And so anybody that's pro-Renaissance economy, an Elon Musk, a Trump, is antithetical to the globalist and the centralized system that they've set up that is the remains of the British Empire, the mercantilist systems of Europe through the Bilderberg Group, trying to create a global facsimile of capitalism, but only ceremonial capitalism, where it's all centralized, as Larry Fink said, so they can, quote, control our behaviors through the money, through the ESG, through the central bank digital currencies, through the universal credit score, through the carbon tax, through the vaccine passport, through the UN treaties, controlling our bodies. It's total, absolute factory farming of humans. It is THX-1138 that is based on the novel by Aldous Huxley in 1932, yep. Before he died in 1961. His brother was running the UN, the founder of the transhumanist movement worldwide, the head of UNESCO. He said in Brave New World Revisited and in a speech at Berkeley before he died, he said, this book is real. And this is our real plan. And he even said, you're too stupid to even know it. I just want to flaunt it in your face. So when you read Brave New World, folks, that's their actual plan, yep, for you.
As it says in Brave New World, everybody belongs to everybody. We're not going to put up with that. We're not going to put up with the soma being introduced to medicate and to bring down the soul of a civilization. Alex, marching orders. Action, action, action. We have thousands of jump points. What are the marching orders for the rank and file, our audience right here? Buy the book, but what is to be done?
I know your audience is the tip of the spear. It's something to be lectured about waking up and caring. But it's not a burden to fight tyranny. We're designed to fight tyranny. Plants don't grow well in zero gravity because there's no wind, there's no rain, there's no birds, there's no opposition. And humans don't do well when they're not under pressure. So we need to admit we're under pressure, just like you're lifting weights or you're climbing up a mountain. You're going to get stronger, not weaker. They want a sedentary, mentally, spiritually, physically. We need to realize this is exciting. This is empowering. We're in the zeitgeist. We're in the decision-making fulcrum. The bullet is in the chamber. You know, the arrow is about to be fired. Parents have had the analogy of raising a child till they're 14, 15, 16 is like putting an arrow to a bow, pulling and aiming it. And when you, by the time they're 12, 13, 14, it's basically already set. Now you release them, and now there's that trajectory. So we're at the point, and basically, I think the arrow's already been loosed. We've done a pretty good job. I think it's going to hit near the bullseye here. So we have to understand that the globalists, though, need to be stopped. We need people to defect more than ever, whistleblowers, you name it, from inside the system to stop World War III. To bring humanity together, to stop the identity politics, to stop the separation in the name of unity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stairwell.
Eagle has wings.
Roger. How's it look?
Let's proceed.
Roger.
Ignition. Contact light. Eagle has landed.
Roger. That's great. Is the lighting halfway decent?
Visit Infowars.com/show and share the link today.
Beautiful.
We need to own things and be free and be empowered and be independent. We don't need to own nothing and be happy. But there's a real collective in our free will. Our trillions of decisions then have a knowledge that is a collective, but it's a collective directed by the individual, not directed by the elites. And so we have to get people to come over from the establishment, realize they're not just on a losing team. They're in a death cult, suicide cult of 4, 5, 6 generations of elites that didn't even get the power, but have just been given it, and that we must stop people like King Charles. We must stop people like Alexander Soros. We must stop people like Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. We have to remove the keys from them and say, listen, you can go to Alba or you can take some of your stolen money and go play golf, but we're taking the keys of power. They're not yours. You are not going to eat bugs. You're not taking the cows away. You're not going to give us poison medicine and keep all the advanced life extension from us. We're going to get it all. It's ours and you're not going to destroy us. So get out of the way. Like the rap song says, move, bitch, get out the way. Get out the way, bitch, get out the way. Move, bitch, get out the way. That's what we need.
Alex Jones, everybody. Alex, final question. What do we have to be aware of? The threats that we have not identified that they're going to launch in 24, and what can we do about it? My big fear is Trump in leg irons at Mar-a-Lago Labor Day, not able to campaign because he's under multiple federal indictments where they literally suffocate his campaign with federal marshals having him on house arrest.
And then they stage terror attacks and claim that we did it because we support Trump. None of us are for offensive violence. If they do that, we cannot be in violent, even throwing a piece of garbage on the ground or leaving our sign to protest. We've got to be ever watchful like January 6th of being set up. I walked right into that trap. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on us. And we need to be worried about them doing a cyber attack that they blame on patriots working with Russia. They've already floated that at the FBI.
No, that's one I've heard, too. That's a big one. I've heard that. Yep.
They're already pre-programming. You can see it in the news. They're already getting people ready. They could release a new virus. That's definitely in the cards. They're saying that's going to happen. They could have a stock market crash. I mean, they could do anything, but they're signaling right now that they're looking to go to full war with Russia. That's why I started the interview with that. You just tell everybody, hey, we can celebrate that Alex Jones is back at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. Please follow me there. I hope you'll come on my show, Charlie. Everything we're doing right now is mega viral. But at the end of the day, people need to recognize the intense danger we're in. And I think the most important thing is pray to God. King David said, seek God, repent, get to that quiet place, the Most High, and just ask the Holy Spirit, ask God, lead God, and direct us to be the men and women we can to save the planet, save humanity now. And also pray that God touch people's hearts like Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus. And I believe that some of the most evil people out there that aren't fully conscious but have been serving the system, they're going to end up having that moment and joining us. And so it's not just going to be, say he's an opportunist, I'm not saying that, or people like Musk that are going to join us out of just necessity. He says, I want a pro-human future. They're going to wreck society. Yep. Once you shut down the industries, you can't turn them back on very easily. They could create a extinction event by what the leftists are doing. He said that yesterday with me. So
gotta go.
We need to have survival instinct turned back on and have the elites realize they're going to destroy themselves on this path. They need to join us.
Alex Jones, everybody. God bless, Alex. Glad you're back on Twitter. We'll talk soon. See you tomorrow, everybody.
Thanks,
God bless.
I've been on air close to 30 years. And going back more than, 15 years ago, we began to get massively censored and debanked and harassed in different ways by the globalist deep state. So when their total censorship and tyranny arrived, the last 5 years, we were ready to resist it as best as we could. So Nietzsche's definitely right that which does not kill you only makes you stronger. But really, it's been God working through the audience of viewers and listeners who've been steadfast supporters, spreading the word, praying for us, buying the product, sharing the clips, the articles, the videos. This has really allowed us to survive, and when it comes to exposing the globalists, thrive. So as Christmas approaches 2023, I wanted to take some time out to say that I'm thankful for all the viewers and listeners, and I meet you all over the streets of Austin and all over the country and all over the world, and I really love you and I appreciate you. And because they started taking our sponsors away from us more than 15 years ago, we began to move away from sponsors and sell products directly to the population. And we always went out and tried to find hot, cool products that already had great reviews. That way we knew we were selling a good product. I would try them out myself. And over the last 15 years, we've gotten really, really good at bringing you amazing products. And now we have the best books, the best films, really everything we sell on the site is very high quality, but at a very, very competitive price. Whether it's the storable foods, whether it's the water filtration, whether it's the supplements, whether it's the books, the films, they're amongst the very, very best, and you're funding an operation fighting the globalist. So even if you bought this stuff at a big box store whose owners are anti-freedom, anti-human, you'd still be getting a great product. But when you buy these products from us, you are supporting an organization, an operation that's not submitting to tyranny. So we kind of created the model of a political talk show funding itself with direct sales. And now more and more are doing it because they've been censored, they've been shut down. So for all the years we've been fighting together, I want to thank all the InfoWars viewers and listeners, the InfoWars family, because we're still here because of you. And now, Christmas 2023 is here, and we have the biggest sales of the year every Christmas, and a lot of products that have been sold out are now back in stock. I'm happy to announce we have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 10% off when you sign up for auto ship on your next order. That way stuff that's sold out is held back for you, so it's not sold out, and up to 60% off on these best-selling products. And finally, Turbo Force, 10 hours of clean energy is finally back in stock. The top of the line, the strongest, the Godzilla of nootropics, of energy, a brain boost. Turbo Force back in stock. X2 sold out for more than a year. Got a limited supply in. Unfortunately, it's about to sell out. Despite that, we've got it at 25% off, but it's going to go to full price before Christmas hits, so take advantage of that right now. We also have Down and Out Sleep Support, a whole bunch of natural, known, strong, organic compounds that give you deep, restful sleep that's so good for your immune system, your body, everything. Real Red Pill Plus, Vitamineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also call toll-free, like to order that way, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. But these are great products that enrich your life and that keep us on the air. That's why I coined the term many years ago, 360 win. This is a non-zero-sum game. This is beyond symbiotic. This doesn't just make us all okay. We work together. This empowers us all together. So please do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, thank you for your support. God bless. First, there was Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, and Super Mario Brothers. And now, we give you the ultimate politically incorrect game, Alex Jones, New World Order Wars. They're turning the friggin' frog again, you Nazi scum. This game is mostly peaceful. Big deal. I'm taking you down, Rapist. Download it now at Alex.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. the Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel the difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Elite, they know that civilization works in cycles. So every time you look at organizations like the World Economic Forum, or whenever the World Health Organization, or any type of NGO that is in cahoots or is in lockstep with any type of globalist agenda, they call themselves shareholders of the future, of what they believe to be the global utopia of the future that's perfected by humanity, which is never going to happen. Humanity has fallen and will never have a perfect world apart from Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God. And that is the heart of Lucifer, to counterfeit what Christ is, what Christ will do.
because he wants to be God and ascend above God. So the global Luciferian cult, like I said, the death cult with all the climate change death cult organizations and NGOs with John Kerry, or whether you look at the World Economic Forum or the World Health Organization, the CDC, you name it, or the big ESG machines with the DEI machines discriminating against white people predominantly, especially in the United States of America, because a woke, retarded black person will get a job before a high IQ intellectual white person based off of the color of the skin. And so as we continue to see this, you guys, they know very well, because they're empowered by these satanic powers, how civilizations work in cycles. So when you take a look at the World Economic Forum, and we're going to go over this report today, because this has to do with our future, especially in terms of globalism. That's why they come out, and they've always done this for decades. This is Agenda 2020. This is Agenda 2021. This is Agenda 2030, Agenda 2050. By the year 20 X, Y, and Z, there will be this, there will be that. And that's why Klaus Schwab is always emphasizing becoming masters of the future by mastering the technologies of today or the technologies of the future. Because that is how they're going to control humanity, because they understand this and they fundamentally know this. So when you take a look at the white papers, and which is interesting, and people should know this by now, on the World Economic Forum or these globalists, they put their writings up. It's like their own satanic, you know, self-fulfilling prophecies that they want to roll out on humanity. These people are absolutely serious about installing what they want to do technologically, which I think is pretty interesting, because a new white paper came out early December, about a week ago, that has to do with the future of communication and information in our world, not just our country, but in our world. This is Infowars.com. The World Economic Forum likens misinformation to a cybersecurity issue and calls for more action. This is a 16-page document. People can read this for themselves. A white paper by the World Economic Forum, where they are redefining what cybersecurity literally is. Now, according to a recent study by the World Economic Forum and allied organizations, cybersecurity concerns are taking on new dimensions. Misinformation and disinformation disseminated via the internet are now being framed as a key challenge in ensuring cybersecurity. The troubling report was launched on December 5th and designated as Cybersecurity Futures 2030 New Foundations. The study in depth goes over the future of cybersecurity lies rather in safeguarding the integrity and source of data. This introduces a novel perspective on the significance of locating and quashing fabricated information, cynically tagged as mis or disinformation, held in the cybersecurity domain. Now, when you go over this report in detail, one of the main highlights that I really want to emphasize in this report, in their own words, is that the World Economic Forum is now looking to the year 2030. And they talked about this in Davos 23. They talked about a massive cyber attack going on in our world within the next 2 years. And now this white paper has rolled out by the World Economic Forum, where they are wargaming and they are planning and they are preemptively preparing, as, you know, Bill Gates likes to say, with the Cybersecurity Futures 2030 World Economic Forum white paper document. This is pretty fresh off the New World Order press. And within this document, they talk about what cybersecurity looks like in our future. And you and I will know cybersecurity as protecting our private data. And you and I would think of cybersecurity as protecting intel, information, whether it's our medical history or whether it's our family history or whether it's our credit card, bank accounts, private information, social security, you name it, or whatever you have on your own private home computer. The protection of information, also in a militarized national security perspective as well, you would probably think of it the exact same way. Cyber attacks that are meant to infiltrate American digital infrastructure, power grids, etc., you name it, right? But what the World Economic Forum is now doing within this new 2030 report, they have now redefined even what cybersecurity even means. So they have taken that from making sure that data is protected, but in the future, New World Order, in the mind of the globalist World Economic Forum, they are now pontificating and redefining that cybersecurity also means the integrity of the information that's being protected. These are their own words. So they are taking it from just not only protecting information, but we want to not only monopolize information, we want to monopolize the integrity of the information. So that's why now in the name of cybersecurity, it's the same thing they've done with 9/11, with the Patriot Act. It's the same thing they've done post-2020. Stay home, save lives, wear 10 masks, save lives, take 10 jabs and 10 boosters, save lives in the name of safety and security, sacrifice your freedoms for the sake of safety and security, etc., right? And now they're taking it in a technological dimension because that's the future. And they expect, even in this report, they talk about making sure that companies and governments and elected officials re-educate individuals when it comes to the new defined terms and the new defined world of what cybersecurity actually looks like. And they will build an army, re-educating armies of people in various different companies that are aware of what cybersecurity and fighting against cyber attacks is truly supposed to look like, and educating them on what does disinformation mean? What does a disinformation campaign look like? What truly is misinformation? While the context of this report as well, they are now redefining, saying, well, we have to protect the integrity of the actual information itself. So we all know what that means, right? We know that it is just another ESG DEI program that is going to be all gay, woke, New World Order, and everything is going to be judged based upon this SJW social justice mindset, communist, cultural Marxist ideology that's already infiltrated corporate America and the governments of the world. So now they're going to roll that out in a cybersecurity context. You see, this is how they're going to weaponize and harness the entire internet across the entire world. And they're going to continue to push this further and further and further and further and further, where now it will give them a right. Okay, well, we are Big Brother, and we will be the ones to offer you cybersecurity. We will protect your data. Oh, but by the way, we have to make sure that your data is up to par, because the fact checkers and all the homosexual BLM fat black women are going to sit there and they're going to sift through all your information. And if it's not up to par, if we declare that this is hate speech, well, then they are going to go after you and consider you probably one of the misinformation and disinformation agents. This is the Trojan horse to even further out in the open. Guys, we already know that the NSA, the CIA, intelligence agencies, they're already breaching American privacy. These people can look at all your intel, they can hack all of your phones, they can do anything they want, they could literally look into every aspect of your entire life. If you have security cameras like Ring in your home, they could look into that too and watch you and your wife walking around at home, right? And your children. But this is coming in the form of, well, we're here to protect you. So not only do we have to protect your info, but we have to make sure that your information is actually up to par according to our standards. So yes, this is how the New World Order is going to function in this age of technocracy. Well, we will prop ourselves up as your protector, because you are too low IQ and a stupid human, so you need us to re-educate you. It's literally the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. The World Economic Forum is wargaming a future out in the open Matrix.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So
keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. I want to invite you guys to make sure you guys go subscribe to my Rumble channel, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. I go live Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Follow me on X at Drew H Live. If you could find me, I'm severely shadow banned on there. So if you could find me, I guess, follow me on X at Drew H Live. But also make sure to support the InfoWar by going to InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Keep Band.Video, Free Speech Systems, and InfoWars alive by funding the InfoWar. Independent, fully supported by We the People, You the People. 40% off Basso Beat, 25% off Survival Shield X2, 40% off DNA Force Plus. Order now the InfoWars Christmas Mega Super Sale. Shop now. Sales up to 60% off. Free shipping and double the Patriot points. Support the InfoWar. Now, 2024 is going to be huge for InfoWars. Just going to predict it. Just going to predict it now. But let's get back into the information, ladies and gentlemen and InfoWarriors. Like I said, speaking of these globalist proxies and arms and institutions of Satan himself, World Economic Forum, Wargaming for 2030, like I said, to monopolize information, redefining what cybersecurity actually means as a breach of your information to control your information, but also the World Health Organization is making strides as well for the year 2024 to seize full power by the year 2026. Here's another article at Infowars.com. These amendments would open the door to a dangerous global health bureaucracy. So they are seeking to add amendments to a 2005 accord here in the United States of America that will give the World Health Organization even more broader powers, not only across the globe, but in the United States of America currently. And these amendments are to be negotiated on and decided by the year 2024. And according to the report, it's looking they will be installed by the year 2026 as of right now. But this is being pushed in our world, and some of these amendments are very concerning. One of them including a consolidation of a global health bureaucracy, including states in the United States of America. Each state, they want to nominate a national IHR focal point for the implementation of health measures under these regulations. These focal points could avail of World Health Organization capacity building and technical assistance. IHR focal points, presumably manned by unelected bureaucrats and experts, would be essentially nodes in a new World Health Organization-led global health bureaucracy. So some kind of World Health Organization headquarters in each state, appointed by a World Health Organization individual or governor in each state, that will be in total obedience, that will be the experts giving advice during a pandemic by the World Health Organization in the United States of America, unelected, not chosen, placed there by a global entity. We all know how 2020 went down with the World Health Organization and the CDC. So essentially a bunch of Dr. Faucis in each state overriding each governor of the United States of America. I mean, this is what I'm telling, and what InfoWars and Alex Jones has been telling the entire public for decades, how these people coordinate, and they're very strategically scheming and calculated where they even geographically put people before they launch a pandemic, before they launch the kill switch, or they launch another pathogen or a bioweapon on humanity. And these amendments also include the World Health Organization having the ability to seize global martial law powers, essentially. They get to decide what a pandemic is. They will get to decide how long a pandemic lasts. And they will get to decide just exactly how that country or that civilization or that state and what measures they will take necessary according to medicine in order to thwart the spread of a virus, according to the World Health Organization. They will seize these powers in order to be able to dictate this. And we know exactly what they wanted in 2020 and 2021. That's why I believe 2020 was a beta test of things to come. They will launch worse pathogens. They will launch worse bioweapons. And they will start to geographically coordinate, because all of these amendments are to be discussed 2024, to be decided and fully implemented at the latest, the year 2026. Like I said, they operate in cycles. Like I said, they operate on a timeline. And like I said, they are strategically calculating how they are going to geographically take ground and territory before they launch these operations. So 2020 was a huge testing ground, not only for the CCP, but for the CDC and the World Health Organization and the globalist powers out there that will, in the name of medical health, will push their medical tyranny and their psycho-mad scientist experiments on humans, probably for the next 40 years if nothing is done. Not only do we have to talk about this, but some serious legislative strides and actions need to be taken immediately. And I would like, I mean, I don't think we're going to get it, because I think our government, the House just went on vacation until January, signing another $100 million, billion, you know, deal for every other government in the world except for us, while, you know, people are struggling over Christmas. But I think our so-called elected officials need to seriously take a look at the World Health Organization and the CDC and the World Economic Forum and truly see them for what they really are. Threats to the Republic, threats to the Union, threats to humanity, and threats to our God-given freedoms, and an ultimate overarching threat to the Constitution of the United States of America. These amendments will bypass our free rights. Even in these amendments, they are considering even redefining and removing statements regarding that this advice should be given in the sense of free humanity, or, you know, every single human being having the freedom to be able to make decisions for themselves. I'm paraphrasing. And they want to remove that and replace it with all kinds of ESG, SJW talk. So they don't believe in the free will of humanity. They don't believe in the free choice of humanity. They don't believe in human beings making decisions for themselves. They don't believe in humanity making choices, because what they need is a bypass of your free will. And at first they will attempt to do it in the name of a legislative. They will at first attempt to do it in a name where it appears to be legal. At first they will attempt to do it in a way where it looks like the people chose this, and they'll call it a democracy. They'll call it a democracy. They say that, well, the people chose this and this is what the people want. When in reality, they will bypass all of that. They will bypass all free thought. They will bypass all free choice. And they themselves will impose this. And then they will have mass hysteria, because when they do launch a serious pathogen, a more deadly bioweapon, they know that people will be begging for this. You and I, the InfoWarriors, will resist. Put your faith in God. I'm going to go down with the ship, dude. I'm not going to die in fear. I'm not going to live in fear. You know what I'm saying? But they know through their fear hysteria and their propaganda, they've already tested, okay, the psyche of the public has been groomed post-2020. You understand that, right? The fear, the paranoia, the mass formation psychosis, the psyche of our world has already been primed and groomed for something worse. And they know that. And that was the beta test. And as this goes forward, as this continues to get more serious, as they start to launch more of their deadly biological pathogens, viruses, weapons against humanity, well, they know that they've psychologically primed millions of people on planet Earth to live in absolutely fear and hysteria and beg for a way out, beg for some kind of alleviance, beg for some kind of relief. Beg for some kind of savior. Beg for someone to come and help them and pull them out through fear, through manipulation. That is the tactic. That is exactly the tool of war that they use. The number one tool that this New World Order will use against free humanity is fear. Because it's effective. Because it works. And through people's fear and their phobia and their paranoia and their fear of death, ultimately. Their fear of death will be the number one way that they continue to control technology, the number one way they will continue to control the world of science, medical health, politics, government, education, everything. Have you ever stopped to think, why do they call everything a phobia? Why is everything Islamophobia? Why is everything homophobia? Why is everything xenophobia? Why is everything a phobia with these people? Because this satanic death cult effectively knows that operating through manipulating the psyche of the public and their conscience through fear and paranoia and the fear of death, the fear of dying, you can grab them and you can control them and get them to do anything you want. Sacrifice their freedoms. They'll sacrifice their freedoms if they believe they're going to die. They'll sacrifice their children if they believe that they're going to die. They'll sacrifice their world. They'll sacrifice their house. They'll sacrifice their state. They'll sacrifice their country. They will sacrifice everything if you bring them on the verge of death. That fear will grab them by the balls and control them forever. I'll let them do that.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.